going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's find out now as Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports joins the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This is the Mason Crosby Show. I'm Mitch Thunder Nellis. He is Mason Crosby. And for those of you who don't know, we do the show via video every day. Mason and I get to look at each other, but not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
No, tomorrow we're going to look into each other's eyes the entire show. We're not going to look at computer screens. We're not going to look at anything. We're just going to stare at each other for 2 straight hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
Will my back be to Tommy? I don't have to look at Tommy the whole time.
You can side eye Tommy a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. You want to be facing me. You don't know what I can do if I'm not looking.
I don't know what that means. We are going to be talking. The crew joining us now, our Milwaukee baseball insider from Forbes.com, Forbes Sports. He is Drew Wagner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm awake.
That's step one, right?
Hey, let's dive right in and let's just recap what this series was against the A's, and then we'll dive into what we can expect against the Giants here coming up. But how do you think this weekend went? Obviously success for the most part. Just kind of recap this weekend for us, Drew.
It was quite the roller coaster. You have a good win Friday night, and then come out Saturday and Luis Severino just kind of shoves it to you. Your bats go silent, and then you wake up Sunday on Easter and go out and you club 14 runs across the board and get an absolutely beautiful performance from a rookie making his debut in Logan Henderson. I mean, it's amazing. I keep thinking back. This came to me yesterday, the early 2000s when the Brewers were kind of rising up out of the abyss and crawling their way back to relevancy. The Cardinals were always the team standing in the way. And, we used to joke that the Cardinals have some secret tree somewhere in central Missouri where they just pluck off right-handers who throw 98 on the black because they just seem to develop pitcher after pitcher after pitcher. And now the Brewers seem to be doing that. It's like just about every guy they put out there, you've never heard of him. He's making his debut. He was DFA'd by someone else, picked off the scrap heap, comes out and just deals for the Brewers. And Logan Henderson, former fourth rounder, just another example of that. Hey, for all that they have been through this year in terms of pitching injuries, every guy that they've called on to step up, with the exception of maybe – Rodriguez has delivered for them. And even Rodriguez came up big, not too long ago, giving them five innings of relief on a day that they desperately needed it. It's incredible. It really is incredible what the Brewers have been able to do in terms of developing pitching.
So the most recent guy, Drew Wagner, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft. You mentioned him, Logan Henderson. What a performance yesterday! Tell us, like, what is his bio? What was the thought on him coming into the season? Is he a guy that they can maybe count on this season now, or is he up for a few starts as other guys? We know Tobias Myers is coming back, and Woody is his shadow is looming large. What's the Logan Henderson bio for Milwaukee Brewers fans?
He's got some work to do yet. I don't think he's going to be up here very long. I think he ends up back in Nashville. He really pitched his way into the awareness and onto the radar in spring training.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Digby Camp performed very well his first couple times out. Didn't allow a run until his fourth outing when he got knocked around just a little bit. Kind of got stuck in his first outing with Nashville. Gave up a handful of runs in five innings. But after that, two straight scoreless five-inning appearances. The last one was five innings, a no-hit ball. Fastball changeup guy that's still developing that third pitch. Once he gets that third pitch, he's going to be very, very good. And you know, he showed it yesterday. His changeup is incredible. It's his best pitch. He's getting a lot of swing and miss on it. He's good. He's got a little bit of work to do yet. Like I said, developing that third pitch is always the key to be a successful starter. I don't think he gets a second start. I think that he goes back down when they bring up Myers. And now he knows what he needs to do and he knows what he can do and just be ready because the call will come again, no doubt.
Do you think, like, for like a guy like that, you know, you're talking about getting that third pitch? I mean, is the hope that one more season, getting called back and forth, that he's developing down here in Nashville, that after this season, that will be there? Or like, how long of a run do you give on a guy like this to kind of develop into what you're hoping he's going to be?
I mean, I think he's definitely going to be a full-time rotation guy sooner rather than later. I just don't think once all the guys are healthy, I don't think they're going to have the space for him right now. And that's good for him. You know, the thing that he saw yesterday is he can get by in AAA relying fastball changeup almost exclusively. The cutter, which is what he's developing, is going to need to be refined in order to get big league hitters out on a regular basis. Once he does that, and I think he's in the process of doing it. It was a very effective pitch yesterday at times. That just comes with reps. And it comes with making mistakes. And you can afford to make mistakes at the minor league level as you're working something out and developing something. You can't afford that grace period in the big leagues because you make those mistakes and guys are going to absolutely punish you for it.
That makes sense. We got Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, our Brewers insider on the Mason Crosby Show. And I kind of want to, you know, now I think we jump to the Giants and, what's going on, here as the series, kicks off tonight there in San Francisco. A good pitching duel going tonight. So they have, who do they got? They got Robbie Ray on the mound. Yep. And we got our guy Priester. back on the mound. It seems like every time we're talking to you, he's back up starting. So let's just preview this series as they head to the West Coast for a few games here.
Yeah, the Giants are a pretty good team, and they've got a guy right in the middle of it all who is very familiar to Brewers fans in Willy Adames. Everyone knows what he can do. Everyone knows what he meant to the Brewers. It's going to be weird seeing him in a different uniform, that's for sure. What's encouraging is the Brewers are going out there, and they're finally getting some production from their out-of-the-order guys. William Contreras has been riding high ever since that Colorado series. And then we saw him the last week, both Christian Yelich and Rhys Hoskins have basically waken up, snap out of the doldrums. Both had incredible homestands. Both jumped their batting averages up significantly. Yelich is above the 200 mark for the first time this season. He added 60 points to his batting average during the homestand ever since getting that day off Monday. Hoskins has come to life. I think he batted 450 on the homestand. And they both have their OPSs now up in like the 750, 770 range. So that's encouraging, especially when you're going up against a really good pitcher like Robbie Ray. So the Brewers are in a good spot. You know, they're playing very good baseball. Four-game series on the road on the West Coast is tough. You go into this and you're hoping best-case scenario, come out of it with a split. And then go on to St. Louis, go on to Chicago. Anything more than that, I think, is gravy at this point. But it all starts with what Quinn Priester can do out there. They need him to give more of the same. They need him to go out there and give the offense a chance to get going and put the team in a position to win it.
Drew, you mentioned it. Drew Wagner joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. You know, how Willy Adames would it be if Willy Adames, who has one home run on the season, you mentioned Christian Yelich, you know, just got over 200. Willy is struggling around there. He's at 202. His OPS is like 550. How Willy Adames would it be if Willy Adames to get hot in this series against the Brewers? And then completely different question. How weird is it that the Brewers have four games in San Francisco and then come right back to St. Louis? More often than not, you have like a whole week on the West Coast. This is kind of one of those weird scheduling quirk anomalies, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And we were talking about that the other day. And I think, you know, they only have one more trip out west this year because they've already played Denver. They've already played Arizona. Now they're playing San Francisco. They'll have probably that L.A.-San Diego run at some point later this year. Yeah, it's a weird schedule. There's a lot of weird scheduling quirks this year. Like, I was looking down the road trying to plan a concert trip, and I saw Labor Day weekend. They're off on that Sunday, play on Labor Day, and then are off Tuesday. Like, the schedule in general this year is just weird. Yeah, going to Willy Adames, like, it wouldn't shock me at all. Like, we've seen the way that he played against the Rays when he was with the Brewers. Like, you know, Willy is one of those guys that, no matter how much he's scuffling at any point in time, he's the guy that answers the bell when the light is shining brightest. So I would not be shocked at all if, you know, Willie just snaps out of it this week and you know, puts together a Willy Adames-type performance. And that's not a knock on the Brewers or a knock on him. It's just he's one of those big-moment guys. He always comes through in the clutch, and we saw that firsthand. He knows when he's being watched. He knows when the spotlight's on him, when something is expected of him. And those are usually the opportunities when he shines the brightest.
Well, Drew, I'm looking forward to it. It's kind of playing football for a long time, whenever I look at this Brewers schedule, it just it kind of stresses me out thinking that they're going to be on the road until May 2nd when they come back home against the Cubs, which, you know, I can't wait to talk about that series as we get closer to that. But it's wild that they're going on the road for like, you know, 10 or 11 days here, which just is so foreign to me. And it's got to be wild for these guys, you know, taking that trip and just kind of living out of a suitcase for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, I believe this is their longest one of the year. I mean, usually every year you have at least one 10-day, three-city road trip, something like that. It's definitely going to be a haul, but these are also great opportunities for, I hate to use the phrase, but like team bonding, gelling, like really getting to know each other. You know, you've been kind of running around ragged since the season started. Like, you're with each other every day, obviously, from the start of spring training, but you come home for that first long homestand, and you're getting settled in your apartment, and you go on a quick road trip. Okay, fine. Now is the chance for guys to really, like, connect, get to know each other, take a breath, kind of get away from the hassle of, like, trying to be at home and trying to go to the park. Like, there are some benefits to these things. You know, it's not ideal. I mean, no one wants to be traveling that long. I don't even like to go away for a day. I like my bed and bathroom too much.
No doubt. But
there is something to be said for, like, just getting on the road and getting away from all the distractions and just going out and playing ball.
Well, awesome. Drew Wagner with Forbes Sports, et by Andrew Wagner. Really appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again on Thursday as this series is rolling, and as we're previewing this draft that's going to be in Green Bay, and we'll be up there live at the Buffalo Wild Wings right there in, not in Green Bay, but in Schwabenon, but pretty much the same thing.
Schwabenon.
Drew,
you got to ask. I got one question for you, Mace, because this was brought up to me by my, I was talking to my friends back in Cincinnati last night, because, you know, I'm a Cincinnati boy, go Bengals.
And I was just going to ask you, I was going to tell you, Drew, you have to make a pick on Thursday who the Bengals will pick, but go ahead with your question. Yeah.
So, Mace, you broke my heart back in 2021 with that overtime game. I'm still bitter about that.
Yeah. That was a bad script that the NFL wrote for me that day. We were talking about that.
Yeah. What we've all been wondering, though, what did you say to Money Mac after that game? Because the boy has been absolutely on fire since that game.
You'd like to think that I just, you know, imparted some really great words of wisdom. But, you know, I did. I just was like, man, you great young talent. You know, got a great leg. Like, just don't let this, you know, a game like this define you. And that's kind of how it always is. And as a young player, there's always a moment like that where it either defines you in a negative or in a positive way. And he's done just a great job of taking those moments, learning from them, and putting it into a positive performance as he's carried forward into his career. So that's kind of how it always is. It's like you're always going to have a bump in the road, and as long as you find a way to look at it as something that doesn't define you in a negative way, then you should have success, especially when you have talent the way that he does.
God, you're so smart, Mason.
I am wise.
Yeah, so smart.
You imparted the words of wisdom on the young kicker, and now I've got an Evan McPherson jersey hanging in my closet.
There you go.
Nice.
Man,
kickers need love, too.
Yes.
That's right. All right, boys, you have a good week.
Thanks, Drew. Talk to you Thursday.
Yep.
That's Drew Wagner, Forbes.com, Forbes Sports, and, of course, our Milwaukee Baseball Insider as well. Mason, we didn't really mention it when we were talking about the NFL draft and about the Packers. Goody's talking today at noon, so when we come back, I kind of want to get in your mind, like, what is Goody going to share? Because we talked about, like, that the Packers don't share a lot of information.
Yeah.
I want to know from your mind, like, what do you think he is going to say today? What could he say today? We're going to do a little role play. You're going to be Brian Gutekunst. I'm going to be, Packers reporter wearing shorts and flip-flops.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a great plan. And, if you want me to just say a lot of, like, nothing and nonsense.
You go in whatever direction you want to go in.
Okay. Perfect.
Can't wait. Thanks again to Drew Wagner for jumping on. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. We're the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft. Of course, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And as a baseball fan and as a Red Sox fan, I do have to mention the Red Sox and White Sox are already one inning in. They start at 10 a.m. on Monday on Boston Marathon Day. So happy Boston Marathon Day to everyone.
Which is wild that they're already playing a game right
now. I know. That is crazy. He's Mason. I'm Thunder. And he's going to be Brian Gutekunst coming up next.
Weird.